Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Art of the Steel, the peace sham and the struggle for justice in Palestine, Israel, on Saturday, March 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Grace Memorial Episcopal Church in Portland. The Art of the Steel is a panel discussion and Q&A session organized by members of the Jewish and Palestinian communities in Portland to discuss the current events and injustices happening in Palestine and Israel today. Again, that's The Art of the Steel, the peace sham and the struggle for justice in Palestine, Israel, on Saturday, March 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Grace Memorial Episcopal Church, 1535 Northeast 17th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm at the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Press Watch with Teresa Mitchell.
KBOO at the Clinton is a monthly film series that benefits your community radio station. This month's screening is Honeyland on Thursday, March 12th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. Honeyland chronicles a Macedonian woman's journey and strife while cultivating honey using ancient beekeeping traditions. Again, that's Honeyland on Thursday, March 12th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. Well, the latest news is that Elizabeth Warren has ended her campaign. Suspended, I believe, is the word. And let's see, there's an article on Common Dreams about that. That says, Elizabeth Warren, the headline is Elizabeth Warren ends brilliant and issue-focused presidential campaign. What does she do next? Without Warren, there wouldn't have been the robust ideas primary which moved this country forward. And it's by John Quealy, a staff writer. So that's the headlines at the moment. What I would like to talk about today is voter suppression. And hopefully, in a few minutes, we'll have Greg Pallast here. But there have been reports of voter suppression coming up out of Texas, out of California and other locations. If you were following the Twitter feeds, you may have encountered it, that there were tremendously long lines in Texas and in California, and people in California were complaining that they were being offered provisional ballots inappropriately. And if so, you probably saw that and you remembered Greg Pallast being on KBOO and being on various journalistic venues over the years saying that this was going to happen and that the Democrats had done it before, had their game in place, and were going to do it again. And here we have Greg Pallast. And so my question is, didn't you tell us this?
Okay, back in, this is deja vu all over again from 2016. Here's the deal. If I just wrote an article for the Guardian newspapers. You can read it at the gregpallast.com or at the Guardian. I encourage you to go to the Guardian USA.
Okay.
And about how Bernie Sanders he's lost about 553,000 votes by the kind of weird, wacky way that they control the voting in California. By the way, in all fairness, I have to say that they also shorted Michael Bloomberg by about 382,000 votes.
I saw that. I wonder if that's accidental.
No, I think two things. Understand, here's how it works. Let me explain the mechanism. California has this unique system created by the Democratic National Committee and enforced by the Democratic Secretary of State named Alex Padilla. And the idea is that while Republicans in California have closed closed primary. That is, you want to pick the Republican candidate, you have to be a Republican. Fair enough. But the Democrats pretend, and I don't want to emphasize the word, pretend that if you are an independent, you can vote in the Democratic primary. Just good luck trying it. By the way, I have a three-minute film at my site at gregpals.com, which also explains how this is done. So what's going on here? You have 5.3 million Californians who register as independents. That is, no party preference is the term we use in California, NPP. 5.3 million. That means that independent voters, no party voters, are the second biggest party in California, ahead of Republicans, almost as big as the Democratic Party. You know, technically, if you're an independent and no party preference, you can vote in the Democratic primary. It's just almost, they make it almost impossible. How they do this? The big crime is this. They sent out to 4 million voters, 4 million, actually 3.7 million voters, never received a ballot with presidential candidates. Instead, 3.7 million voters, to their shock, horror, and amazement, received ballots in California without a presidential candidate on them in the primary.
Yeah, I want to dial down on that just for a second. It's like, it's insidious. I mean, the way, if I understand what you've described, it's like you're in California, you're no party preference, you're told, oh yeah, sure, you can vote in the primary. So you get your envelope, right. And you probably get it a week or two before the election, am I right? And then you've got it sitting on your desk and think, well, I got to get around to it, just like everyone else is going to put it off for a little bit. And then you get around to voting, and you're going to open up and you're going to want to vote for your candidate, and then you realize that there is no presidential candidate there. And then take it from here. Then it gets weirder.
Yes. Yeah. So what happens is they if you want, so first of all, you should, you're told, oh, you had a chance to get a Democratic, you could, to get a ballot with the Democratic candidates on it. We sent you a postcard. 5 million independents received a postcard saying back in autumn last year, do you want to vote in the Democratic primary? And for that, you get something called a Democratic crossover ballot. It's not a regular Democratic ballot, but it has the presidential candidates. Now, it looks like junk mail. Most people throw it away. The number one pollster in California is a guy named Paul Mitchell. He works for both parties, Political Data, Inc. They get all the raw data from the state of California. He's blunt. He calls this purge by postcard. This is the way that you lose your vote, because they know that no one's going to return, that very few people are going to return that card, and those who do tend to be older and whiter and more established. So let me give you the numbers. Only 1 in 9 Californians return this postcard. Notice, either get the card and return it, or you know, whatever reason, 1 in 9. By the way, I was one of those 1 in 9 because I am not in a political party as a journalist, but I'm aware of the system. Only one, so who gets really hurt? Only 1 in 20 young voters, 18 to 24, get and return the card. A lot of it is because you have a lot of students in that group who move dorm rooms, young people move apartment to apartment. Also, Latinx voters.
Well, when it comes to the context of people, all these postcards that you get that are intended to look official so that you'll screw up and open it or look into it, thinking that you've gotten an official notice, and really they just want to buy your house or something.
Right. So people throw it away. Look, so, and what happens is, I want to repeat that. Only 1 in 20 18 to 24-year-olds who get these cards return them. Most 18 to 24-year-olds in California vote nothing but Democratic. They would not dream of voting for Republican, but they, and I'm going to say it bluntly, foolishly registered as independents on the idea that somehow you're allowed to vote in the Democratic primary. Well, good luck. So, also, only 4.6% or less than 1 in 20 Latinx voters. And there are slightly over 1 million Latinx voters who 1 million Latinx voters who are these no party preference independent voters. They vote all overwhelmingly, almost to the one, Democratic. It's a one-party state here in California, but they just don't register as Democrats. The result is that they get this ballot. There's no Democratic Party candidates on, no presidential candidates. You, by the way, you do get Congress and the local and the sheriff and the judges. You get all the other candidates. So even if you take a quick glance at this ballot until you're ready to fill it out and think, oh, I'll vote for, you know, I'll get around to, like you say, voting for president.
Mm-hmm.
Then they find it's not there. They turn to page 5. These are long ballots in California. Page 5, and there's no presidential candidates. Now, for example, Colorado, which also has an open primaries, literally does not do that. It mails every single independent voter a Democratic presidential ballot and a Republican presidential ballot and says choose which ballot you want. So they don't disenfranchise the voters. That's why Sanders walked away with Colorado. By the way, Sanders will win California, but it is 494 delegates here at stake, and so that's one-fourth of the number you need to win the nomination.
Could you explain that?
Because
the news is saying that Biden won California.
Well, what's happened is they've cheated. I think that we'll see how it ends up, but it looks like, I don't know how it's going to end up. Probably they'll end up with Sanders. That's the other thing, by the way. We'll get into something called provisional ballots in California. But you end up with, and here's the numbers that you need to know. 57% of all of the 3.7 million NPP voters who wanted to vote in the Democratic primary have no idea they want to vote. 86% of those have no idea how to get to exchange their ballot without the presidential candidates for the Democratic Party ballot, which does have the candidates. So the people get these ballots without the candidates on them. They don't know what you do with it. So, by the way, if you look very, very carefully on the ballot, there's a little teeny line. I mean, it's a very little line that says you can sign this, mail it back, and get the Democratic Party ballot with their candidates. It's not a regular Democratic Party ballot. It's called a crossover ballot. So you sign that. 8% of the people who get the cards, by the way, do sign that and do not never get the ballot back in time to actually cast the vote. Now, why does this make a difference? Because NPP voters, because they tend to be heavily young, heavily Latinx, these are the Tio Bernie demographic. So overwhelmingly, these are Sanders voters, whereas those who are registered as regular Democrats tend to vote for the party regulars. Like in 2016, the regular Democrats voted 2-1 for Hillary Clinton, whereas the NPP independent voters who wanted to or did vote in the Democratic primary went 2-1 for Sanders. That was 2016. You had a repetition here. Sanders was the, according to the pollster Paul Mitchell, who is again the number one pollster in California. Both parties rely on him because he's the only one with the raw data. He said that the Sanders voters outnumber Biden voters among independent voters by about 3.5-1. It's huge margin between Sanders and Biden.
So,
but
and
they
that is
don't
the demographic
know how to
then.
Vote.
So that is the demographic that is 90% excluded by this phenomenon you're describing.
About 86%, yeah, and so it's very, very important. These are not small numbers. So Sanders was shaved. They shaved about 553,000 because, again, the reason why I know these numbers so carefully is that they literally asked these voters, if you got the Democratic Party ballot that you wanted, who would you vote for? That's how we have those numbers for Biden. Bloomberg was their second choice. And Bloomberg was shorted about 382,000 votes. It's gigantic because, remember, almost half the voters on Super Tuesday are in California. And so shafting Sanders and Bloomberg, let's be fair about it, out of these votes, was devastating to both candidates. And in the case of Sanders, it was, you know, even if he wins, he'll be shorted, you know, by dozens and dozens of delegates.
So this is vote suppression.
Well, yeah. And in fact, here's the strange thing. Those who've been following me, and this is Greg Palast, by the way, on the line, I was doing this investigation for the Guardian USA. Last time I spoke on KBOO, it was how the Republicans in Georgia illegally removed 340,000 voters from the voter rolls, overwhelmingly black and young voters. In Georgia, illegally purged these voters, and that elected Brian Kemp, the Republican, who is, by the way, the Secretary of State who removed those voters, that elected Brian Kemp over Stacey Abrams, the first black woman in American history to run for governor of a state, the Democrat. And as Stacey Abrams said, and she specifically cited my findings, that I won the race. I would be governor, but I won't be inaugurated because of these Jim Crow tactics. I was in Wisconsin. I uncovered how Catherine Harris removed black people from the voter rolls in 2000 and thereby elected George Bush president. So about 90% of my work turns out to be I investigate vote suppression, but 90% of the time it's perpetrated by Republicans, because obviously Republicans have an advantage in removing black, Hispanic, and young voters from the voter rolls, and now they're removing Asian Americans as well, and because that's your Democratic demographic. But in California, it's a one-party state. The battle here is not between Democrats and Republicans, but between young and Latinx progressive voters and the party establishment. And one way that the party establishment stops progressives from taking over the party is by encouraging them to vote independent, the young people to register as independent, and then saying, ha ha, you'll never be able to vote in our primary. So it's it's very unusual. I won't say it's unique. It's not the only time Democrats are involved in vote stealing, but it's the biggest vote steal in America. There is no state which suppresses more votes than California. No one gets close. Catherine Harris, Brian Kemp, and all these characters, numbers-wise, do not get close to the suppression of the vote in California in terms of numbers.
I certainly have experienced this sort of thing from the Democratic Party myself. Personally, in I guess it was 88, Jesse Jackson was running, and I was a delegate for a precinct in Travis County in Texas. And our precinct and the county voted for Jesse Jackson. We triumphantly went to the county convention, and the party heads that were up on the stage on the dais refused to yield, like the marching band in the song, and eventually just walked off and shut down the whole convention rather than acknowledge that Jesse Jackson had won the popular vote in Travis County.
Well, you know, this is, the tricks played in California are really raw. For example, in most counties like San Diego, Santa Rosa, and many other counties, and this is a statewide rule, the DNC, which sets the rules for voting in California by the California Constitution. So the California Constitution lets the Democratic National Committee write the rules. One of the rules that they have, some counties ignore it, but one of the rules they have is that if you want to vote in the Democratic primary, you can't ask for a Democratic ballot. You have to ask for something called a Democratic crossover ballot, because you're crossing over from no party preference to vote in the Democratic Party. Now, these are slightly different ballots than the Democratic regular party ballot. You may not get a regular Democratic Party ballot, so you have to ask for the crossover ballot. And places like San Diego say, if you don't know the actual word crossover, the magic word, you literally have to say crossover, or you don't get the ballot. So if you're an independent voter, remember, it's not small, 5 million independent voters, you have to do the following. You have to take your NPP ballot, your no party preference ballot and the envelope. By the way, the woman in front of me lost her vote because she brought in her no party preference ballot but forgot the envelope. You have to, I'm not making this up. This is the woman in front of me voting. You have to hand in your ballot, say, I'm surrendering my ballot. Some state counties actually require you to use the word surrender. I'm surrendering my NPP ballot and envelope, and I want in return the Democratic crossover ballot. Now, if you say, I want the Democratic Party ballot, I want to vote in the Democratic Party, they are told by law you can't have that ballot because you're not a Democrat. Now, this confuses hundreds of thousands of people who say, but I thought I could vote in Democratic primary. They are by law required to tell you, no, you may not. An independents may not vote in the Democratic primary. Now, what you're supposed to say is, well, I want a Democratic crossover ballot. Los Angeles, bless, here in L.A., for the most part, where we have vote centers, they pretty much ignore that rule. If you say, look, I'm an independent, here's my ballot, I want to vote in the Democratic primary, they'll say, no, here's a crossover Democratic Party ballot.
Jesus, like a bee and dance, get the steps wrong and they eat you.
Yeah, and you know, so it's like it's a cruel trick. But do you realize how many hundreds of thousands of people get disenfranchised by this? Hundreds of thousands of people get disenfranchised because they do not know the magic word crossover. If you go to gregpalace.com, you'll see a 3-minute film. A poll worker, Jen Abreu of San Diego, was at war with their supervisors, saying we're stopping people from voting. We're literally misleading them, and they say you're not allowed to tell people the word crossover. And for example, Los Angeles in 2016 took the independent voters who got Democratic Party ballots. Now remember, a lot of the poll workers, you know, that nice lady behind the desk, they themselves don't know these rules because it's really complex. They don't always know the rules. So a lot of them gave independent voters Democratic Party ballots. Well, they get thrown in the garbage. It has to say crossover on it because if you're an NPP voter, you can't vote in the Democratic primary.
It's complicated, but you say it's all very targeted.
Crossover ballot.
You say it's all very targeted.
Because they understand. Who are the independent voters? The independent voters are, like I say, 18 to 24-year-olds. Let's put it this way. My assistant, a terrific young researcher, Terry Mann Pearl, 4 years ago, she was registering people at her university. And she said, she registered like 100 students. She said almost everyone said, oh, I want to vote for Bernie Sanders. So, well, you know, vote for who you want. But, you know, they usually express their interest in Bernie Sanders, as almost everyone on college campuses expressed. I was at the UCLA Voting Center. It's a big Bernie place. But she said every one of them, no exception, registered without party preference, NPP, thinking that they can vote in the Democratic primary. Said they literally registered for the sole purpose of voting for Sanders, but they registered as no party preference. Almost all of those people lost their vote, same as happened this time. In addition, like in San Diego and in most places, there's so many people who want to vote crossover, so many people register as independents and want to vote crossover, that they run out of these crossover ballots, especially in Spanish, because remember, this is Tio Bernie turf here in California. The Latinx voter is overwhelmingly for Sanders, and so about 1,040,000 of them, of the Latinx voters who want to vote for Sanders, could not, or they didn't know how. And in a lot of cases, they're supposed to have Spanish language Democratic crossover ballots, but good luck finding them. So again, you have to say that magic word crossover. The result is that, and also, like in L.A., 66,000 people got regular Democratic ballots. They're about to throw them out, as well over 100,000 Democratic ballots were thrown out in other counties because they were cast by the independent voters accidentally because they were given the wrong ballot because, you know, the local precinct person said, oh, yeah, here's a Democratic ballot because they didn't know the rule. So it's an insane system. except it's brilliant. It's insane and brilliant at the same time. Alex Padilla, please understand, the Secretary of State of California, is a violently partisan politician. He has been, while he's running the election, he's campaigning, been campaigning for Joe Biden. That's one of the reasons why Bloomberg got shorted, because he's a threat to Biden as well as Sanders. So,
I'm going to interrupt you just for a second about Padilla.
Yep.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. This show is called Press Watch. I'm Teresa Mitchell, and you have been listening to the voice of Greg Pallast, internationally known journalist and an expert on these electoral shenanigans. Go ahead, Greg. You're talking about Mr. Padilla.
Yeah. So this time he's been for Biden since the get-go, very establishment, and 16 he was campaigning for Hillary Clinton while he's running the elections. So so we have, once again, to get an idea how big this stuff is, it's not small. In 2016, 8.6 million ballots were cast in the presidential primary in California. But there were, if you added up the presidential ballots, only 7.3 million people cast a vote for president. There's a 1.3 million vote gap, 1.3 million ballots which were either disqualified or were the NPP ballots with no presidential candidate voted for. Now, did people not want to, did people stand in line or fill out a ballot because for the presidential primary and not want to vote for president? Yeah, there's a few people who just want to come in and vote for sheriff.
Very few.
And for judge. But 1.3 million? No. And that's why, this is Greg Pallast. If you go to the Guardian USA for the day for Monday, you will see the article that explains it all. Like I say, the number one statistician in California on voting broke it all down. And in 2016, by the way, PolitiFact, you know, which takes on its grand title as the Grand Inquisitor, they are on contract as the contract censors for Facebook, you know, that they arbitrate what is fact. They said, you know, those who believe that Bernie Sanders won, actually was cheated out of the California primary win in 2016, you know, that's all, that's pants on fire lies. They said, and here's the quote, it would require that the no party preference voters favored Sanders over Clinton 2-1. Well, I'm looking right now at the Golden State poll, which said that the no party preference voters, that is the ones who were screwed out of their Democratic Party ballot, favored Bernie Sanders 67% to Hillary Clinton 27%. That is way more than 2-1. So, in fact, there is no question that had the no party preference voters had their ballots counted or got the right ballot, that Sanders would have walked away with the 2016 primary, and they're doing the same thing now to shave him down. If not take away California, cut down his delegate count. Now, understand, Greg Pallast, I'm a journalist. I'm not for Sanders. I'm not for Biden. I'm not for Bloomberg. I'm just telling you what happened. Bloomberg, and again, the second victim is Michael Bloomberg. He lost about 382,000, you know, give or take, votes because of this shenanigans. Because, he was the favorite of the kind of older white independents, but they could, you know, they tried to vote for him. They couldn't. And they don't know how to do it. And if they try to do it, it's murder. And in some cases, the county officials are deliberately using wrong systems. So, for example, in Orange County, which is huge, which has a new, very progressive element, population, in Orange County, they were giving out provisional ballots to no party preference voters who wanted to vote in the Democratic Party primary. They say, okay, well, here's a Democratic ballot, and we're going to stick it in a provisional envelope. Now, California throws out...
Oh, I hate to interrupt you because we're just getting into it. Greg Pallast, we are so grateful for all the work you've done for KBOO over the years. We're about ready to make a bronze statue for you here. I exaggerate, but
a bronze ballot.
Thank you so much for coming on air and explaining this. And You can go to gregpalace.com for more information about this. There's so much more to know. And his research goes back years and is absolutely accurate. Thank you so much, Greg. You've been listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland, going out to you via 90.7 FM and via KBOO.FF to all the ships at sea.
This is KBOO. Coming up next on Fight the Empire, Parafoggering interviews Mandy Smithberger, director of the Strauss Military Reform Project.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Personnel Committee will meet on the second Monday of each month at 6 p.m.
Well, good morning. This is Fight the Empire. My name is Parafoggering, and we have a special guest today. Her name is Mandy Smithberger with the Center for Defense Information at the Project on Government Oversight. So, Mandy Smithberger, welcome to KBOO. Is she there?
I am.
Oh, okay. I hear you now. Welcome to KBOO.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is a topic that's been on my mind for a long time because, you know, I keep hearing